is Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearms Studio.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
It's 2021. We're in a new decade.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
On the Lead Slingers microphone, here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
On the Lead Slingers microphone. Don't you just love Peter Reif on that intro? Isn't that great? Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. The second hour is incoming right now here in the Monster Cast studios, the Carr Firearms studios, on the Lead Slingers platinum microphone. And all of this being brought to you by X Insurance. Let me make this point very clear before we get going with this next half hour of great radio, fastest hours in radio, I want to warn you. But if you carry a firearm, if you're a cop, whether you carry it for civilian use, if you have a business that you want covered, maybe you're a truck driver, X Insurance, Prime Insurance, the covers businesses, activities. You jump out of airplanes, got ATVs, got a boat and pull skiers. Homeowners doesn't cover that. Geico doesn't cover that for your boat insurance. X Insurance will cover you. X Insurance covers your freedom. This is a real AM Best A-rated carrier, real insurance company. I have my insurance policy with my own policy number. It's not third-party stuff. It's time to grow past the gimmicky membership stuff, okay? Forget the free range bags and all that stuff. You can get a range bag if you want one. Get real insurance. These are perilous times in America. When your freedom is on the line, get real. Get X Insurance. Make sure to check out xinsurance.com just like I did. All right. And I sleep better at night, too. I can promise you that much. You heard Alan Gottlieb in the first hour. Unbelievable hour of radio. The information we got from Alan was just remarkable. I'm going to have to go back and listen to it myself. There was so much there. I was taking copious notes, if you're watching us on the live stream, with everything that he was saying. I learned something from Alan. Even though I have a really good idea what we're going to talk about, I learned something from him every time, as I do with my next guest here. And if you've listened to this program over the last 12 years, we are now 12 years in. 09, it's 2021. It's unbelievable. But if you've heard this program, you know that my next guest is the only human being I have ever named his appearances as the Alan Corwin Experience. And there's a reason for that. And you're, as we say down south, fitting to find out right now, Mr. Alan Corwin. How the heck are you, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Mark. You've constantly turned me red with your introduction. Thank you.
Well, you at least there's a photograph up there, and it's going to stay constant, so you're not nobody's going to see you turn red. But you know, we love you to death here on the program. The hours fly by, so we're going to have to move quickly with you. We haven't had a chance to have you on the program in a while. Let's talk quickly about gunlaws.com and what's going on there and what you do at Bloomfield Press, because you are a prolific author before you're anything else.
Oh, I don't know if we should start there, Mark. I've been at this for more than three decades, and we're going to start winding down Bloomfield Press and gunlaws.com from what it used to be. People don't read books the way they used to. People read on their Kindles. We'll be transferring our books to electronic format.
Good.
Assuming that these mega tech companies won't close us down, bookstores barely exist. We get orders, but not on the 800 line anymore. So there's a lot of change coming at gunlaws.com. I'm still active. I have the website alancorwin.com. That's me, the author. But that's going to be different when I get that up. So things are changing dramatically over there. If you want to talk about dramatic change, what do you think is going to happen with the NRA?
Oh, since you brought it up, and this is what I love about the Alan Corwin Experience. It's as much as an experience for me as it is for listeners and viewers. Let's talk a little bit about the NRA. The two things that I took away from that when I first read the information.
You're talking about the bankruptcy that everybody already knows about now. They've declared bankruptcy.
Correct.
Restructure themselves. Go ahead.
Well, I found it interesting, if you're going to declare bankruptcy, and Gottlieb and I talked about this briefly, but I want your take on this. How do you declare bankruptcy at the same time telling your board in a letter from Wayne LaPierre to the board that you've never been as financially solvent as you are? That didn't sit well with me, and I think the pit bull up in New York, Loretta Lynch, is not going to stand for this, Alan. I'd like to know what you think about what's getting ready to happen here.
I think Lucretia Lynch, yeah. It's a tactic. It's a strategy. I don't have any more information, inside information, than Gottlieb has. However, Wayne has been hurt pretty badly by the left-wing media that's been all over him. And can he be as effective as we need, as the NRA used to be? There's a 75-member board. I hope that it clings together the right way. But if it didn't, and somebody new stepped in to revitalize it, in the throes of the virus, the Wuhan flu, and what they're attacking the NRA for, with Wayne as the main attackee, what would happen if somebody phenomenal stepped into that role? And who's phenomenal? Well, we used to look at Ollie North and go, oh, my God, wouldn't that be something? I don't think he's going to do that.
No.
Wouldn't that revitalize that organization? Wouldn't the members be overjoyed? And one of the things Gottlieb pointed out to me, when things are as bad as they might get, donations go up, volunteers go up, membership rises. We're already starting to see that because people are concerned. And when people are concerned and afraid, they start donating money and joining. Well, the NRA needs a shot in the arm, not only for membership and money, but if Candace Owens or Newt Gingrich or Oliver North or a dozen people you could name who would be stellar in that role stepped up, that would be amazing. And for all the doom and gloom I hear, I take an optimistic point of view. And maybe Wayne's pretty well off. It's a lot of stress. He's getting older. Would it be so bad if somebody new and fresh was the captain of that ship?
No. In fact, it would be refreshing news. And just for the air of transparency, listener, Alan and I did talk about this briefly about the NRA in a private conversation off air. So I wasn't surprised to hear you say that. I don't think Ollie North is the ticket. I think he needs to go. A lot of baggage there. Gingrich might be something, you know, but I would suggest even younger and newer and fresher than that. And you mentioned Candace Owens. That's an interesting selection. Very popular.
Can you imagine a black woman who's attractive and a mother? She's pregnant, you know, who steps in with that kind of vitality and winning smile and attitude. How would the mainstream attack a black woman like that?
Oh, they'd go all over it, and they'd attack it through a lie of omission. They would just pretend she doesn't even exist, which is what they're so very good at as well.
Yeah,
but you are correct.
They'd have a hard time. But that's one,
they would.
That's one little piece of many, many things that are going to start falling in place. Let's move way past that. And that may not happen. I'm speculating. I hear rumbles and rumors and people clamoring for different things. Just wouldn't that be amazing if somebody amazing stepped into that role? And think about all the different people who that could be. Let's think about.
Well, that's good. You know, Wayne is going to have to allow that to happen with all the baggage going on over there. Again, there's a lot in play. And I want to point out, listeners, there's been no rumor or anything. We don't want to start a rumor about Candace Owens, which is something we talked about. Somebody of that stature.
Right.
In that age bracket would be wonderful. It would be revitalizing for the NRA. There's no question. So, Candace, if you're listening, you know, hey, give it a shot. Think about it. All right, Alan, go ahead. I'm going to let you direct. Where do you want to go next?
Well, we can anticipate some attempts at the federal level. They've already introduced four bills. I took a look. They don't have the text up, but the gist is your guns are bad. We're going to stop you from having guns. The federal law is the supreme law of the land, but only if it comports with the Constitution. And here's an interesting thing about big tech. If you look up what the Supremacy Clause means on Wikipedia, it says federal law is the supreme court of the land. But if you look it up on the 10th Amendment Center, it says federal law is supreme to the extent it matches what the Constitution says, which is what the Article 6 says. So the Wikipedia gives you a deceitful, misleading description of the Supremacy Clause, and the 10th Amendment Center gets it accurate if you read the actual Constitution. So if they pass a law that says you can't have a gun, or you can't do this, you can't do that, we're going to see sanctuary cities, states, counties, springing up everywhere. I have three bills on my desk now that basically say anything that violates our right to keep and bear arms or diminishes what we currently have is null and void. Right here, it's infringement. Have a nice day.
Alan, we're getting ready to take a break. That's a perfect place to call that quits. Let me leave it with this. I believe you are 100% correct. In fact, when Virginia did what Virginia did,
yep,
after the Dems took power, it was my impression that we should have already begun moving that across the country, not just keeping it to Virginia. We're going to run out of time here. When we come back, we're going to continue the Alan Corwin experience. You never know where it's going to go. As you can tell, Alan's directing the ship right now. He's at the helm, and I love it. It gives me a little bit of a break. I'll be back with the great Alan Corwin from gunlaws.com right after this. Don't go away. Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
You are back to Mark Walters inside, and I have not yet made a mistake. It's wonderful. The Carr Firearms Studio on the Lead Slingers microphone, all this being presented to you by X Insurance, a far superior AM Best rated product. Anything you think you have, it is free. Visit xinsurance.com, scroll down to Conceal Carry, and get a quote. Talk to them. You will soon understand why they are taking the firearms industry and civilian firearms owners and gun carriers, concealed carry permit holders, cops, unions, everything by storm, because they're the best. Nothing else even comes close. Nothing else comes close. Alan Corwin, welcome back, my friend. I got a lot of great comments here. People are just, they love you. So glad to have you in here. One of them says, is that picture of Alan taken in downtown Scottsdale? And it's a picture of you in your sport coat with your arms folded. And I'm going to assume that's probably Scottsdale.
I know which one. That was taken for the Goldwater Institute. I was in their annual report a couple of years ago because we ran the Gun Save Lives program.
Yeah.
And the city of Scottsdale censored it. And that's kind of where I was going to go next. But yeah, that was in downtown Scottsdale. We took a whole series of photos and they ended up using something else. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, but that's okay because, you know, I know where you are, and you are, of course, in Scottsdale, and you know I love Scottsdale in Arizona, and you know I hate you for it, but that's just in jest. I'm only kidding. All right, so let's go because you want to go censorship, I can tell, and I kind of want to go there with you too. So take it away, Alan Corwin, run it.
Thank you, Mark. I can't wait till I see you again. This whole virus thing is, it's kind of getting me down. I can't just see people I know and hang out and run the meetings I run. I'm doing a lot of things on Zoom. Let me take the bigger picture on this. I'm going to almost predict, I don't make many predictions, but I think the Democrats are going to end up with an anti-squad. I think some of the Democrats are going to be pushed so far, especially by the censorship issue. The idea that they took Parler off the air, the Virginia Citizens Defense League, which is the model on which the Arizona Citizens Defense League was built, which is a powerhouse of political brains and lobbying to get our gun laws as good as they are. MailChimp dropped VCDL. They just said, you know, you can't operate through MailChimp, and they did it without an announcement. They just didn't give them a reason. Where they checked the community standards, they're not in violation. Everybody is, the president of the United States, I can't hear what he has to say because everybody's dropped them. That is going to hurt the Democrats so bad, even though it's going to block our communication. So this is going to hurt the Dems to the point where some of them are going to bolt. Maybe stay in the party, but become a voice for rational reason and fight against the squad, which are a bunch of commie lefty bottom feeding snakes. I mean, they are so far from civilization, democratic republic. They just don't get it. And they're anti-American. And guys like Joe Manchin and his friends are just going to be fed up. They'll have no choice but to come over to us, especially with this idea of censorship, that everybody is preventing the President of the United States from speaking. I'm putting together a list. You can go to gunlaws.com, my website, sign up for my emails. I'm putting together a list of the things the President has done that are marvelous, because the left is doing nothing but saying he's terrible. Well, he did get the virus vaccine made, fellas. And although they don't call it the Trump vaccine, it is. And when my relatives back east tell me that he's so terrible, but he did move the Israeli embassy to Jerusalem, the capital, even though six prior presidents said they would, but they didn't. And he did fund Iron Dome, so the Muslims who were firing rockets indiscriminately into the Israeli population are stopped. Oh, right, I forgot about that. And one after another, there's such a great list of things he's done. Oh, and he did take out Soleimani, the worst terrorist on earth. Well, oh yeah, that's right, he did do that. And there's so many things that you just can't refute. And you can make up your stuff about, well, you know, we had the Mueller report. Oh, but that really, he didn't find anything. Yeah, that's right. And we did try and impeach him for 2.5 years. We said he was a Russian plant. And, well, but he really wasn't. And so, and they never apologize, of course. So some of this is going to backfire. You got to take a positive, optimistic perspective. You got to consider all the positive that has been done. And last but not least, it's not January 20th yet. Everybody's saying this is going to happen, that's going to happen. I have to put on my journalism hat and say, well, it hasn't happened yet. I'm waiting to see. And I'll be interested to see who's president at 1 minute after 12 on January 20th and how things progress from there. I can't jump the gun with everybody else and say, well, you know, this is it's already done and this is this. It's probably Joe Biden. I'm waiting to see. He'll probably still be conscious and cogent as much as he is now on January 20th. And we'll see what happens. Why jump the gun?
Well, listen, I get where you're going with that. Obviously, we're going to take the tack here that there's not a whole lot left, okay, for
That's
Trump
right.
at this stage
That's
of the
right.
game. But I understand. I understand what you're saying. Let's not. I get what you're saying.
The left and the Hillaryites stayed pissed off for the entire 4 years and kept saying he's not my president.
Yeah, and we get that.
I feel that way, too. And there was fraud all over the place. I watched them push the Republicans out of the Philadelphia accounting room live on TV and paper over the windows. That's not right. I saw
okay.
that.
Well, here's the thing.
I saw them claim there was a water break, and
here's
there wasn't.
With limited time that we have now,
go
because
ahead.
we have to move on from that. I don't want to get embroiled in all that stuff right
yeah,
now.
Okay, go
we
ahead.
Just that's just us. That's just something that none of us can prove. We can say we saw it, whatever. So let's just move on from that. Here's you went to Manchin.
Right.
And I don't want to hang my hat on this guy. Okay. This guy's also calling for getting rid of Hawley, getting rid of Crenshaw, getting rid of Cruz, the 14th Amendment. Okay. Because they supported opposing the count, the electoral count, which,
right.
by the way, is something the Democrats did three times themselves. But
right.
they get to do it because the media never holds them accountable. I opened up
right.
the first hour
right.
talking about the media. And I believe, Alan, and I want your opinion as a journalist with the last minute and a half that we have, that we're getting ready to get gaslighted unlike anything we've ever seen now that you've got the socialist, communist, Marxist Democrats in office, or I should say masquerading as former Democrats, in office in all three levers of power with the media in control. This is going to be a nightmare for the next at least 2 years, is it not?
It is very frightening, and I was reading over 1984, which was reviewed in Imprimis from Hillsdale College. If they have total control of the media, it's a very serious problem. So you know what's going to happen? Other things will effloresce. You'll start using the mails more than we ever did. There will be alternate channels. Parler will get back on the air. One American News and Newsmax will have much bigger audiences, which is already starting to happen. A newspaper will spring up. Who knows? CNN may get bought out and become, are you ready? The conservative news network.
The Trump news network.
You the conservative
know.
News network. And they'll keep the logo.
Hey, Alan, put it right back in. That'd be some schadenfreude, wouldn't it? Hey,
yeah.
Alan Corwin, I love you to death, man, but we're at the end of this half hour. I was just notified by Greg that we are out of time. The Alan Corwin experience. You're not going to be that long before you come back. I promise you that. You got that? I got your word?
Don't worry about it. I'll be here for you, Mark.
Sounds good to me. Alan Corwin, gunlaws.com, alancorwin.com. Keep checking back to see when the site's up. Gotta love you, Alan. The Alan Corwin experience. Coming up next, AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. What an hour. Don't go away. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back. Welcome back indeed. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast here in the, I almost made a mistake. The car, firearm studio, and the Lead Slingers whiskey microphone. All this being presented to you today by X Insurance. What an amazing first half hour with Alan Corwin, the Alan Corwin Experience. And, of course, the hour before that with Alan Gottlieb, the two Allens back-to-back. Incredible stuff. These guys are filled with wisdom and always fun to have on the broadcast, particularly in the same, you know, back-to-back like that. That's always great. And now we're going to stick with A. We're going to stick with – we got AWR on the phone there, Greg. Let's bring AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, and let's get him up on the screen here, too. Make you famous. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, Mark. Great to be with you.
Always a pleasure to have you here, man. I'll tell you what, powerhouse hour and a half so far, fastest 2 hours in radio. I want to start with you. We'll go to Facebook and all that stuff in just a little bit because you've written about that. But I think numbers, these are numbers that you and I have talked about over the years in particularly one city, that being Chicago. But we've also added some cities to the list over the last 12 months. AWR and New York City murders. You wrote about this on the 17th, which is today. New York City murders surged 125% in the first 10 days of 2021. What does this tell us?
I mean, tells it could be a bad year for New York City. I mean, you know, in New York City, people can't, as you said, we talk about Chicago a lot, but New York City has some of the most stringent gun controls in the country. New York City and in California are on par in that way. And as usual, the gun control, see, people at some point, you have to figure out, gun control, it empowers criminals. The people that it controls are law-abiding citizens. It doesn't control criminals. And so that's what we have going. And we have 125% surge, and that means January 1, between January 1 and January 10, you had 9 people killed versus 4 people killed for that same time frame in 2020. So it's just unbelievable that we see this, but we saw it all year last year. I believe it was August 30th last year that we covered that they had crossed the threshold of 1,000 shooting victims. And so this is just a continuation of that.
New York Post spoke with, as you mentioned, Jay College professor Joseph Giacalone, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, about the surging violence. And here's what he had to say. And this is extremely predictable. It's only going to get worse. Now, how can you predict that? It's really simple to predict this. When you and I look back at what we've seen going on in Chicago over the years, going on in cities like Baltimore, going on all these Democrat-controlled cities, pick one, St. Louis, Baltimore, Detroit, the murder rate's going crazy. When you throw COVID on top of that and their response to COVID and all these lockdowns, all this frustration, okay, you're throwing people out of work, you're forcing people who might not have been in poverty into poverty. These people are going to start robbing liquor stores, dude, out of desperation, okay? And we're going to see the murder rate in these cities climb. This is as predictable. Get this, is always fun, because I'm not a climate scientist, but I can tell you that come hurricane season, there are going to be hurricanes. 2 or 3 of them will get really bad. Some of them will hit the United States. See, I ought to be working out in Colorado, right? It's easy to predict this. It's going to snow in the wintertime, and it's going to get really, really hot in Florida, and it's going to get really hot in Arizona. This isn't rocket science, AWR. This is coming. It's going to happen. And you know what? The media is going to blame us.
That's right. Yeah, it's our fault that New York's gun control failed, or it's because Idaho doesn't have strong enough background.
Right.
I mean, that's how crazy it is. They'll do anything to keep from admitting that gun control doesn't work. But here's the deal. Lost in all this, just like in Chicago, people that are dying are many times innocent. And so innocents are being killed. And the left, what do? They continue to stand on their soapbox. More gun laws, more this, more that. And it's just ridiculous. And what you have to understand is gun control hurts. And it's proven, you know, John Lott's proven it. Gun control hurts more than anyone. It hurts minorities and the very people in those inner cities that the Democrats claim to represent. So we have these Democrat gun control policies that are hurting their own constituents, but they don't care because they are Democrats, so they're blinded to the damage that it does.
Well, you know, the victim mentality. If we don't get enough from the other side. They just never give us enough. And that's a perpetual victim mentality. And as long as they adhere to that victimhood mentality, they're never, ever, ever going to see the facts and the truth. But here's something I thought was really ironic, and I got a chuckle out of this. But the day before you wrote today's column, which was yesterday, you wrote this the day before, New York Democrat seeks to ban citizens from owning bulletproof vests.
Right. Yeah, because and to me, that's just absolutely nuts. So they seek to ban a completely defensive tool. A bulletproof vest does not shoot rounds. It does not project rounds. It doesn't do any of that. It is a purely defensive tool. And it's crazy. But the Democrats want to do away with that, too. But that again, is part of that approach as an ideologue. An ideologue wants to strip the citizen of anything that keeps he or her independent.
What? I wonder, though, if maybe some of those vests like the AR-15s that we saw in USA Today, maybe that vest has some type of hookup for a, I don't know, what do you call it, one of the chainsaw bayonets or something along those lines. We've got just a couple more minutes in this segment, so I want to hit you with this one, AWR. I'm going to save the next segment for the National Rifle Association. I want to get your opinion on what's happening here, not just what you wrote, but maybe dig a little bit deeper. What do you think now about United, Southwest, and other airlines joining Delta's pre-inauguration gun ban going into Washington, D.C. Aren't guns already banned there anyway?
Right. It's kind of crazy. I like how they are making the decision about where and when you use your God-given rights. That's what it boils down to. And I've also thought, to your point, what if I live in the D.C. area and I'm one mm-hmm. of those people that have, like, concealed carry for D.C. and I'm flying in with my firearm? And so now what they're doing is they're denying me my ability to defend my life. And, they don't care. Again, we might as well be talking about New Yorkers pushing for a ban on bulletproof vests like we just did. They don't care. Ideology is driving the day across the board, whether we look at social media, gun control, whatever it is. And when ideologues are driving the day, the ramifications don't matter.
Additionally, A.W.R. Hawkins points out in his piece, and let me give you the headline of this. I want you to read this. These ironies were not lost on me when I saw his story about this, because the first thought that went through my head is, well, let's see, I'm from Georgia. My carry permit's no good in D.C. If I was stupid enough to want to go see Biden try to tie 44 sentences together, let alone two, and freeze my tail off in D.C., I wouldn't be allowed to bring my firearm with me anyway if I was flying into D.C. So I thought to myself, well, that's a little odd. What are they doing? Just grandstanding here a little bit, trying to make themselves look like they're toeing the line when it's already really not easy for me to do that. But then AWR brings up the other point about, well, what if I live there and I'm going there? What if I'm going home? What if I live in Northern Virginia and I'm flying into D.C.? It's easier for me to fly into Reagan, maybe, whatever the case may be, or BW, whatever the case may be. These people are telling you what they can do. But here's what's interesting about it. United Airlines, Southwest, well, it's all interesting, but Southwest Airlines, Alaska Airlines, and America Airlines all adopting a policy banning checking in. What do we got, 30 seconds already? Good heavens, I'm not even going to be able to ask the question. Sorry about that, AWR. Time just got the best of me as I was moving into this. So what we're going to do is we're going to get ready to take a break. When we come back from the break, I don't want to ask you a question and have to cut you right off. When we come back, we'll go to the airlines for just a second. Then I want to take you right straight to the National Rifle Association and get not just what you wrote about it, but maybe dig a little bit deeper and get some thoughts on what you think might happen. I would love to hear your prediction. We got some from Mr. Corwin and we got some from Mr. Gottlieb. I'd love to hear it from you as well. Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. We'll be back with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News right after this. Don't go away. Final segment of the hour already. Man, oh man, time flies.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Final segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters. Make sure to visit crossbreedholsters.com. Now let's get back to me. I've got some Crossbreed Holsters coming to me this week. I'm excited about that. I hope they get here before Thursday so that I can carry one or two of my guns in those new Crossbreeds. I want to be able to carry the 10 millimeter that I have inside one of those new Super Tucks. Very quickly, Lead Slinger's Whiskey. This is the Lead Slinger's Whiskey microphone. The gunbroker.com studios tomorrow. Gunbroker.com. If you can't find it in shops, gunbroker.com has it. All you have to do is sign up at Gunbroker so that you can get into the auctions. That's what supports Armed American Radio. Whether you buy anything over there, that's entirely up to you. All you need to do is go over there and visit them. And I don't need to remind you now that we need to stick together big time. DefenderCoffee.com. There's a little bit left in this mug. It's a little bit cold. I have to heat it up. But the promo code is AAR, and you can donate your portion of the profits to the same place I do, near and dear to my heart, Second Amendment Foundation. So I drink coffee and support the Second Amendment Foundation while I'm drinking coffee. It's like hit yourself in the head with your palm. It's that stupid. You have to do it. It's that simple to do. And, of course, the Second Amendment Foundation. Also, Front Sight Academy, frontsight.com/MARK. You want to hear something really cool? I'm hopeful to be out there with AZCDL, and I haven't spoken to them about it yet, so I'm saying it publicly anyway because I'm a life member, and they're going to be at Front Sight in April. So I'm working on that right now with Front Sight. Either way, we're going to be out there at Front Sight, and here's the cool part. Frontsight.com/Mark. All you have to do is get the certificate. You don't have to use it. It's free. Doesn't cost you a thing, and guess what? It helps Armed American Radio stay on the airwaves and fight for your freedoms. That's how easy it is. It's that simple. Crossbreed Holsters, I already told you about that. North American Arms, sticking with us for the remainder of the year. Can't wait. We got Jessica coming up here now. We got a new contact over there. I'll explain all that next week. And MyPillow.com. MyPillow, Mike Lindell, has just been fighting the fight like nobody. And Mike Lindell has got it going on. And all of this, by the way, is being brought to you by X Insurance, a far superior product than anything you think you might have. Believe me, stop playing games, kiddie stuff, and grow up to real insurance just like you have for your house, your automobiles, your life, your health, and your toys. Please, it makes a difference when your freedom is on the line. AWR Hawkins, welcome back, my brother. There's two things I have to point out that I was cut off by the clock in the previous segment. Number one, Ed Bastian, who's a CEO, AWR writes this in his piece. Delta CEO Ed Bastian also noted that six passengers who recently heckled Mitt Romney on a flight are no longer permitted to fly his airline. So that begs one question. How about all those flyers that heckled the Trumps and their family and their kids on commercial flights? Are they allowed to fly those airlines anymore? Because I sure never saw anything about that. In fact, I saw the mainstream press and other passengers applauding that insidious behavior. And number two, American Airlines is instituting a ban on alcohol on DC-bound flights starting Saturday and continuing through next Thursday, because apparently they can determine whether or not you can have a Bloody Mary on a flight simply because you're going to Washington, D.C. AWR, just wanted to throw that out. Would you like to comment on both of those before we move to the NRA?
Oh, no, you covered it pretty good. It's just, but it's a slippery slope. I know people hate that phrase. But once you start picking the behavior that's approved and that isn't, then the people making the choices will make more choices, and that's what they're doing.
And this is a very, very slippery slope. How we get back up this hill, I don't know, is a very, very, very dangerous path, particularly when you have this week's Bonehead of the Week. We should start giving out the Bonehead of the Week award. Longtime listeners know I used to do that. AOC calling for deprogramming you because you don't think like she does. Half the nation needs deprogrammed, according to that idiot. I'm not even going to go there. Not even going to get in any trouble because I love bartenders. Okay, AWR, National Rifle Association. Dude, talk to me. What is going on?
I don't know. I mean, I got to be honest. I don't. And this has not been, this is probably not the answer you want, Mark. This hasn't hit me the way it's hit some people, because it's just like with Trump. You know, I don't know if you'll remember, but when he was running late 2015, early 2016, they couldn't wait to point out about how his finances had fluctuated, waited in past years. He had filed bankruptcy or whatever. He'd done this and that. And he explained to us, yeah, I used those laws. Mm-hmm. That's what they're there for. I used those laws in order to get through this time or that time. And I believe that's exactly what the NRA is doing, and they're using those laws. This is my opinion, by the way. I'm not. You can't take this and think, okay, that's what it is. But this is just my opinion. I believe just as Trump did, they're using those laws so they can mm-hmm. move from New York to Texas, where they will be embraced with an incredible embrace. They'll be loved. And, you know, I'm in Texas right now to hunt hogs, and I'm going to tell you, matter of fact, I'm with a former SEAL team member. We're at dinner tonight. This is all a true story. And he looks at me and is talking about the way people in Texas treat each other and how different it is. And that's what the NRA is going to get. And I believe they're just doing what they need to do in order to make that move legally. That's what I believe.
I expect that answer from you. I believe the same thing. I don't know how effective this is going to be. We're going to have to sit back and watch it like everybody else. Of course, Mr. Gottlieb gave a detailed answer. There were some flags that I saw when I read most of what I saw over the last few days when the story broke. Of course, the whole insolvent thing, but let us reassure you that we're the most solvent we've ever been. Well, that doesn't jive very well with what has to happen. Of course, you've got, you know, the anti-gun, the weaponized anti-gun New York State Attorney General weaponizing every tool that she has in her government to come after the NRA. So this is going to be an ugly deal, I think. It's not going to be simple. But I think you're right. And if they are able to do what they're trying to do and they accomplish it, you will see a new NRA, AWR, fairly quickly, I believe, probably with new leadership. Because if this were to work, I don't think you're going to see LaPierre sticking around. And I've been one to publicly call for his ouster a long time ago. We probably wouldn't have been in this situation. But what the hell do I know? I'm just an outsider and a member, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, same thing here. And the thing is, though, this seems to be not as earth-shattering news in a negative sense to me. That's all I'm saying. And I believe it's a smart move for him. And I'm like you. It'd be interesting to see what happens when it finally does happen. How does that shake out? And it's going to be interesting. But, yeah, you know, you got – the bottom line is you got a group of 5 million members, and the left's going to hate them. If they reduce their number to 3 million, the left's going to hate them. If they reduce their number to 500,000, the left's going to hate them, because they fight against that ideology that we talked about in the first segment. And for that reason, even if they make mistakes in my eyes every now and then, even if they do – I'm not saying they do, but even if they do – it doesn't shame me out of being a member of the group.
AWR with the, oh, no question. There's no question. Well, we've got 30 seconds. So here's what I'll do. Time is flying. The show moves like crazy and it moves right along. And I know you're out of dinner and I know you're hog hunting. Thank you so much for giving us your time. So I'm just going to say, go have fun, kill something, send me some photos of whatever it is that's dead. And I'll put them out there too. Okay. So have fun.
The holster for
what's that?
What 10 millimeter are you getting that crossbreed for?
The Glock 20, my 20.
Oh, man. I have a Glock 29. What a great gun.
And I've got it filled up, and it eats the double taps that you were the one that gave me the info on. And thank you, because I think I got some of the last boxes of that.
That double tap, 10 millimeter, is the winner.
I'm telling you what, AWR Hawkins out there on a hog hunt, God bless you for everything you do and writing about all of these things that matter. AWR Hawkins at Breitbart News. Wow, what a 2 hours. And the fact that the clock is moving so quick is indicative of how much fun it's been. I hope you've been enjoying it as much as I've been enjoying bringing it to you. Coming up next, the roundtable, Justin Moon, Carr Arms. This is the Carr Firearms Studios. And Brad Primo, Lead Slingers Whiskey. This is the Lead Slingers Microphone. And reporter Neil McCabe. The roundtable, it's a classic. Don't go away. We'll see you after, 6 minutes after the hour, back after this.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.